I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Brazilians reflect the myriad of colors that contribute to Brazil's reputation as a racial democracy, but some view that reputation as a myth. True or not, one thing is for certain. Many Brazilian immigrants often have a different take on race than people born in America. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, says commentator Gary Dolphin.
For every one of us who is haunted by the dream of a healing trip back across the Atlantic to West Africa, there is a slightly more tropicalismo-minded brother or sister who fantasizes about chucking it all and retiring to a hut in Amazonia. Brazil has been a fairly reliable figment of the American racial imagination ever since Bossa Nova invaded the radio airwaves in the 1950s. We hold the country in persistent diasporic esteem as the land of carnival and capoeira and Salvador de Bahia. Of course, it doesn't usually occur to us that while we're busy dreaming Brazil, the Brazilians are busy dreaming us. Estimates put somewhere between 600,000 and 1 million Brazilian immigrants in the United States, the lion's share distributed in the New York City metro area and in Massachusetts. I lived in both those towns, and in each the Brazilian community plays a role somewhere between sought-after exotic and loner. There's a phrase that the Brazilians like to use to explain this, fazer a América. While you can translate fazer a América as either doing America or making America, it pretty much means earning as much as you can before jetting back home. Hardly the stuff of which local intercultural amity is constructed. Although most Brazilians could easily blend into the average African-American family album, some bristle at what they see as the fixed dualities of black and white identity in America. Their range of self-description, both here and in Brazil, dips into a Crayola box that would put old New Orleans to shame. Mulatto, mestizo, Crayola, Blanca, Amerindian, Afro-Amerindian. On paper, the action in Brazil is all about mixing your apples and oranges, and Brazilians carry that image of themselves, part ideal, part fiction, everywhere they go. Personally, I'd not be so hard on any of our new neighbors in Boston and New York who balk at America's fixed polar notions of black and white. I mean, let's not lie, we have the same issues. If Harold Ford, facing a tough Senate race in Tennessee, can reassure prospective voters with the message that some or another grandparent was white, a Brazilian maid or busboy working in Manhattan is certainly entitled to their racial fictions. The realities of race, nation, and identity always outpace the comforting stories we tell ourselves, this whether we're a light-skinned Southerner or brown-skinned Brazilians. If you think there's a world of troubling history built into what Brazilians name themselves, how about this? As you listen to these words about Brazilians and African Americans, Brazilian troops, some of them perhaps the descendants of the Maroons in Colombo das Palmeiras, are in Haiti. These men are in the world's first black republic on a murky UN peacekeeping mission to hasten and secure a dubious election. Compared to that mass of enigmas, conspiracies, and potential outrages, figuring out whether someone is a quarter Portuguese is a parlor game, child's play that divides as much as it instructs.
Gary Dauphin is a Haitian-American writer based in Los Angeles.